Bill Marshman, Romani Corinda. Well, I was associated with the Marshes back in the late 70s. We had a Marsh block, and we had that, I'm not sure how many years. We lost it in 87, I think. They took the blocks back off us. But the Lands Department, in the last 5 years, signed over to the National Parks, and they kicked everyone out in 5 years. They said, you got to get out of there, you know. So those blocks were good. We used to run nearly 500 breeding cows on 2,200 acres. I've been to the territory, I've been around a bit, and I'd say that marsh country was some of the best country for cattle in Australia. Like, you could run a lot of cattle there on a small amount of acreage because it was wet all the time, and the coots used to grow on the reeds, and the cattle ate the reeds. Well, every year you'd burn the reeds off, and they'd come back all fresh and green, and then, you know, it was just like a wheat crop, and the cattle loved it, yeah. Once they got used to it, but when we first put cattle on the block, they didn't do any good. They took them about 12 months to acclimatise to the water and the feed, and it's all different. You know, the feed that grows here, say at Romani, is different to the marshes. It's all water grass and stuff, but yeah. Like, they'd chew it a bit and it just kept growing. You know, the cattle never affected the marsh. Like, what affected the marsh was lack of water. Channels used to, they're very slow running, but that's the Macquarie Marshes is a marsh that the channels move through it. It's not a swamp, it's a marsh. The channels actually move through it. You know, they run, like it runs through and it runs back into the river down further in different channels. But only in the 80s, the water started to disappear and the marshes went backwards. You know, the water started going, irrigation got stronger and bigger. And that's the only thing that affects the marshes. The marshes was full of life, you know, birds and pigs. Not people don't like pigs, but there was pigs everywhere and roos and emus and all the different sort of water birds. It was pretty, yeah. I was only a kid on a horse and they were ploughing through reeds and I thought, I would have been about 8 or 10 probably. Yeah. Down here, next door to here on Gidgera, McClellan's have got that now, but Wenny Bucknell had it then. I was a bit nervous, yeah. That's my first remembrance of the marshes. I was nervous to go through the water and that, yeah. Just that the horse have its head and they go through, you know, like. And in the reed bed country, there's just little pads. What the cattle would make a pad, they'd be 15 or 16 foot high, the reeds, and you couldn't see anywhere, but you get on a pad and follow it till you come to a mob of cattle. And the some horses were good at it and some weren't much good at it, but yeah. Like a clumper type, you know, a bit of muscle and a bit of bone and big strong horse to plough through it, yeah. I got a bit of marsh country myself, but it's not flooding, it's just channels running through it. Well, it's Gilgai, Holy, channels, you know, just channels running everywhere, yeah. The marshes used to, all the water that used to come from Bathurst, even before Burrendong, I was only a kid, but it all went to the marshes and down the Macquarie into the Barwon. It dries up here all the time now, like there's no water. So, yeah, that's the biggest change. You can't have a river without water or a marsh without water. So, flowing now, it flowed earlier this year when the Tarrabogar and the Bell ran. You know, they brought water down here. But I don't know where this water's coming from, honestly, don't know. It must be coming from Burrendong, like they're letting it go down the river. Yeah, there's still fish get in there, but nothing, there's not enough water, you know. So the river was absolutely lousy with carp. They were everywhere, you know, they just took over the river. You never see a cod or a yellow belly or... If you got yellow belly and cod, you don't get many cod here, but we used to get an odd cod. But when they're here, the river's been running to the Barwon for a long time, months, you know, and it's a bigger river. It's only like a bore drain down here, the river, but, you know, it's a marsh river, but yeah. I'm not real hopeful at all. I think the marshes are on the way out. Whatever they extract water, you know, and there's money involved, there's a marsh at the end of it. The marshes have got no future. Like, they're going to keep extracting water. They're going to make millions of dollars, and the marshes are just going to miss out, I reckon. But yeah, they have been now. They've declined in the last 30 years. So people can't go in and look at it. You can't run stock in there. What's the use of it? You know, like, if you could run stock in there, it'd be all right, and people could walk in there, but the parks have got it all shut up. What's the use of having a marsh that no one can go and see? I was like, when I was young, and most of the old fellas that come up here shooting, they used to go in the marsh on Gidgera, down to our marsh block, but there wasn't that many of them, but they absolutely loved it. You know, they couldn't get enough of it. Yeah, they used to love going into the marshes, and there was pigs everywhere. Like, we went down there one day and got Well, we get 120 pigs in about an hour on our block, and our G block. Yeah. The pigs everywhere, you'd fire a shot and they'd run. They'd just run out everywhere. There's feed, it was up, 6 foot high, the feed, yeah. I think the cycles are still the same. We still get wet. We had a flood in 2010. We had one in 16. We've got water now, but it's not a flood, but that's controlled, this one. But I think, what's changed is irrigation. Like, I'm not knocking irrigation. I think you need it. But as far as we're concerned here, that's buggered us. We've got something to whinge about. Like, we went from 500 cattle to nothing, so 500 breeders. That's what we did have. And even if they opened all that country up again now, there's no water like there was, so it wouldn't run the amount of cattle. The marshes used to feed 250,000 people in those days. That's Dubbo, Tamworth, Orange, Bathurst, all those big places, to feed 250,000 people and more, in cattle production. It was unreal. The Caneambal sale yards, like when the marshes, when they kicked us out of the marshes, the sale yards died in Caneambal. The agent said, we always got fat cattle out of the marshes, And now there's nothing there.